Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Nick Cale out today with the Tito's Flu. His name is Derek Mason. My name is Braden Gall. Thank you guys for hanging out with us here at Kitchen Notes, live at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown. And Wes Rucker joining us here from GoVols 24/7 Sports. Our normal guest in this particular time slot is in the hospital with a newborn child, his second baby.
Congrats.
Josh, we wish him the best. Wes, how are you, sir? What's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
So, Wes, I want to ask you just in general about the quarterback position, because I'm sure you've not written about it or been asked about it or asked anybody about it at all. It's probably a new topic for you. I'd actually like you to handicap next year the quarterback. Who is the starting quarterback in game one for the Tennessee Volunteers next year?
I'm trying to handicap it right now. I mean, I'd like to know what happens the next 2 weeks. But, you know, I keep thinking maybe Brian Maurer, you know. I think there's also a chance that it's Garantano. It's going to be one of those two guys, probably. You know, I think that there's benefits to both guys. You know, I would have told you a couple of weeks ago that I thought maybe Garantano would still transfer after the season, but I'm not so sure now. So I think it's one of those two guys. Maybe slightly better chance that it's Maurer, but I don't know. I don't know how confident I feel saying that, but if that's my guess right now, that's probably still my guess.
Even with that, because you look at because I've said for many weeks now, had Garantano not had that play against Alabama. Now, I know there has been other instances where he has changed plays, and I think that was just the straw that broke the camel's back. But had he not did what he did against Alabama, and maybe if they still lose, I believe Garantano steals the quarterback, because to me, he still gives you the best opportunity to win a ball game. Now, if everything's all even, is that the sentiment there in Knoxville, that regardless of what happened versus Alabama, and I know that was a big game for UT, he still is the guy that gives you a best opportunity to win? Because if you look at his numbers, the numbers are not great, but they're not bad either.
Yeah, I think that there's probably some truth to that. You know, I think that the way Maurer can run, I think that, you know, that neutralizes things a little bit, because he's such a more dynamic runner than Garantano is, and I think that's something that, until Tennessee gets some bigger backs and really gets to where it can kind of push people off the block and really do some stuff on the ground, until Tennessee gets to a part where it can do that, I think Maurer gives you an advantage in that way. But, yeah, I mean, I think that if Garantano would just go out there and do consistently what he's capable of doing, he'd be this team's best quarterback. Now, the question is, why hasn't he been able to do that? And you know, you could say he was learning that new offense at the beginning of the year. You know, there's a lot of different things that you could say, but I think there's some truth to what you're saying there, that if he would go out there and they felt consistently good about him doing what he was supposed to do, this wouldn't be a competition. But it keeps being a competition because he keeps doing that. So it's kind of a chicken or the egg right there. I'm not really sure which way it'll go, but, you know, I feel like if they felt like they could trust him consistently, there'd be no question he'd be their guy.
What is Tennessee's record after the Missouri and Vanderbilt games?
I'm starting to think probably 7-5 now. I think Mizzou's a lot different at home than it is on the road. I think that team's unbeaten at home and hadn't won a game on the road. And we'll see what's going on with Kelly Bryant. You know, I think that's something that could be kind of a big deal. But between that and the Kale Garrett injury, that team's just not the same when those two guys aren't out there. You know, 6-6 wouldn't surprise me. But if you look at the way both teams are playing now, and then you think the Mizzou's got another tough one coming up this weekend, that's going to be kind of a banged up football team, maybe going in the wrong direction next week. So I think there's a better chance than I would have anticipated that Tennessee could win that game.
Now, if they do, like you said, finish the season off 7-5, which I think is a highly possible, because I think as much as I like Derek Mason here, I think it's that team is done as far as, you know, potentially winning games. I think UT will take a stranglehold of that game and continue to play well. They win the next two games. What does the offseason and recruiting look like for Jeremy Pruitt?
I think it looks better because, you know, and don't get me wrong, 7-5 at Tennessee is never anything they're going to go build a statue for or have a parade for. You know, that's not where Tennessee wants to be. But if they turn that 1-4 start into a 7-5 finish, if they do that, that buys them a lot more goodwill in this town. That buys them a lot more goodwill, you know, on the recruiting trail. That looks a lot different. You know, the best way to make 7-5 look really good is to start 1-4. You know, that if you had offered people that situation back then, they'd have been the happiest people in the world. So, yeah, I think that does help them a little bit. I think really what could be huge, and it's not talked about enough, is this young team getting 15 more practices. That going into a bowl game would be huge because that really kind of hurt the development maybe last offseason. And they had to do some stuff in spring camp that they could have been doing, you know, back in bowl prep. So if they can get to 6 at least and they can get that bowl practice, that to me could be as important as anything, you know, because you can rest up for a couple of weeks, you can get guys healthy, and then you can go back out there and get some of the practice that you need to get done. You can get that done, and I think that helps a lot going into next year.
Wes Rucker joining us here, GoVols 24/7. And Wes, number one, what has been the reaction to Kelly Harper's big win over Notre Dame, first-year Lady Vols head basketball coach, and, of course, Gino Auriemma's comments directed directly what it feels like at Philip Fulmer after their win against Vanderbilt here in Nashville, clearly not happy with the way Tennessee handled all of this. What has the reaction been to those two stories?
I mean, I think because number one's been so good, I think that made number two, even more passionate for the people here. You know, Gino, certainly there's no love lost for that man in this town. and even if he said a lot of things in that case that I think are probably true, and I've always been kind of an advocate for student-athletes getting to transfer, and I'd like the NCAA to put in a policy where you get one free transfer going into your career. So that at that point, then you can do waivers after the first one. So that's where I think it should be, and I think it's unfortunate that it's not. You know, but you know Auriemma can go out and say anything, and it's not going to go down well in this town. So that part doesn't surprise me. To your first question, though, I think that surprised a lot of people. I know I'm one of them. I didn't think they'd go up there to South Bend, a place where Muffet and that program doesn't lose very often, and going and beating them. That's huge. That's a really, really good way for Kelly Harper to start building some goodwill. Because there are some people, again, myself included, who wondered why Tennessee didn't go bigger and more established with that hire. Well, yep. I mean, maybe it'll be okay.
Well, they certainly looked like a more well-coached team in one or two or three games now, Wes, so it'll be interesting to see. Wes Rucker, man, always a pleasure. Enjoy your bye week, man, and we do appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime, guys. I know that.
Absolutely. Wes Rucker, GoVols 24/7. Didn't even get a chance to ask about the Rick Barnes coach basketball
team. Yeah,
that's
what I was going to ask, yeah.
Up there.
There's a lot going on in Knoxville right now.
Dude, there's a lot going on in college basketball.
Yeah.
Because Penny Hardaway is under the microscope right now with what's going on at Memphis. We'll get into that a little bit when we come back. But it was Gino Auriemma out of line when he went off, essentially, on Philip Fulmer in the University of Tennessee following a win against Vanderbilt? Was he out of line? We'll get into that right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.